Time now for your letters. This week, Melissa Block has been in Texas, reporting and hosting the program from there, and she's been exploring the origins of unusual town names. Bonnie Langham of Dimebox, Texas, told Melissa that that name came from 19th century settlers.
The settlers, if they had wanted to send a letter to somebody, they would leave their letter and a dime in the box.
Then whoever was headed to the nearest town would take the letters and mail them. Well, Kevin Boötes of Louisville, Kentucky, wrote to tell us of an assignment that he remembers from the sixth grade. The class was to find towns with interesting names and write to the postmasters about the stories behind those names. He writes this: I picked the state with the most names and whittled the haystack down to Dimebox. Among the lucky few to get a reply, I parsed the priceless handwritten message with all the fevered excitement of Ralphie decoding in A Christmas Story, only to learn that despite being touched by my inquiry, the postmaster was unaware of the quintessentially human story NPR shared. Mr. Boötes continues, Thank you for solving the childhood riddle puzzling me for 37 years and saving me the long investigative reporter's drive I'd have eventually made. Martha Williams of Houston writes that as a native Texan, she was pleased to hear our story about Turkey, Texas, named for a nearby creek where wild turkey roosted, and she offered up a new challenge. Would Melissa Block consider reporting the story behind Woman Hollering Creek? I've passed by the sign for that creek countless times, but I've yet to discover the meaning of that name. Well, if Melissa finds out, she'll give you a holler. In the meantime, give us one. Write to us at npr.org and click on Contact.